Hi, you guys. Welcome back. Welcome back to another week, another round, another episode of Life is a Trip podcast. I am your vivacious host, Andrea, or Drea, if you butcher the A-N of my name. Welcome back, y'all. How y'all doing? How you been? How you doing good? You know, I've been doing good. I've been handling my business, doing me. Listen, I don't know why I break out into a door knocker wearing gum smacking. I don't know why I break out into her, but she lives in me, child. And you gotta let her thrive, let her flourish out here. But anyway, coming back around, y'all been good? Did y'all handle some business last week? Did y'all take step two of however many steps it takes for whatever project you were supposed to start a couple weeks back? I hope so. I hope y'all didn't let a full 7 days go by and you didn't take the next step or even start what you were supposed to start. I know that didn't happen. I know that didn't happen. Y'all not gonna sit up here and tell me that happened and you wasted 7 days being on Facebook complaining about the price of Kool-Aid going up. That's what you didn't do. I refuse. My podcasts are in vain if that's what you did for the past 7 days. Tell me that ain't it. All right. For those that did take the next step, congratulations. I need you to keep that momentum going. I need you to keep going and complete whatever project or task that you wanted to get started and you have started. Keep that going. Okay. Now, the topic at hand, I have an unpopular opinion. I'm just going ahead and put it out there. And I don't care who judges me. I don't care how many of you guys clutch your pearls. I don't care how many of you guys roll your eyes. I don't care. Y'all got to know by now at this point that is very few things that I care that people say about me. So here's my unpopular opinion. I, Andrea, have expectations. I know. I do. I will stand up and be one of the only ones that will say, yes, I have expectations of people. Now, I know it's the popular thing to say nowadays, oh, don't go in with expectations of anybody. That's the fastest way you'll be let down. How many times have you guys heard that? Several, I'm sure. But I do. I have expectations, whether it's in a romantic situation or other. I have expectations of people. When I speak to someone dead in their fucking face, if I say good morning, my expectation is that they respond back. It's not just me filling the air with sound. I'm talking to you. As you're walking towards me, I smile. I say good morning or hey, how you doing? My expectation is you look at me and you say hi or you smile or acknowledge the fact that someone is speaking to your fuck ass face. Listen, I will say that the saying kind of rings true. If you don't have expectations of people, you won't be disappointed. Because I swear, I am the queen of hello, good morning, and nothing comes back. And I am irritated each and every time I don't get a response back. So that rings true. But as far as everything else, as human beings, we all have expectations. Spoiler alert. you listening, you have expectations whether you want to admit it or not. Boo, you have expectations of other human beings on how they treat you and how they interact with you. And if that's not the truth, in this age of social media, how many clips do you see of people ranting and raving about people not saying thank you when they hold the door open for someone? And I know you've seen clips of that. I know you've seen full people will do full think pieces about about people not saying thank you after they hold the door open. So you can't tell me that as human beings we don't all have expectations, be it big or small. We all have expectations. If I meet someone and let's say we start dating, my expectations are that I expect nothing more. Let's keep it base. I don't expect anything more than what I can give as a human being. If I am respectful to you, I expect you to be respectful to me. If I know how to talk to you in a way that I don't have to raise my voice or curse at you, I expect the same in return. If I come in and I make time for you and I spend my time with you as my mate, I expect you to make time for me and spend time with me. I don't think that's too much to ask, and I don't think that's too outlandish of a concept for people to wrap their mind around. Okay, so this all stems from this guy that I conversed with for a little bit. He told me, and I quote, "Andrea, your problem is you have expectations of people. You have unrealistic, excuse me, let me not misquote this young man. You have unrealistic expectations of people. That's why you single." Excuse me, baby. I clutched all of the pearls around my neck, because how fucking dare anybody tell me I am single or blame the fact that I am single on the fact that I expect humans to treat me in the same manner as I treat them? Is that not preposterous? Like, what kind of, how were y'all raised? We all in grade school were raised with the saying, treat others as you want to be treated, right? We've all heard that, because at some point in time in our lives, in our young childhood, whether our parents have said it or our teachers have said it, someone has told that to us time and time again when we've acted ugly towards someone. Stop. Treat people how you want to be treated. Don't talk to him like that. Talk to him how you want to be talked to. It's always a mirror effect. If we want people to talk to us or treat us a specific way, we must first treat them that way as well. Not even first, but make that step to treat someone a specific way if we want that same treatment mirrored back to us. So, circling back around to doofball, yes, he is a doofball for that, because that's stupid. That's an idiotic thing to say to anybody. So, the fact that I am single simply means that I have paired myself with people that are not compatible with me and my kind of things that I have lined up for my life. I'll say that. My ideal suitor, my ideal mate is in the same pathway, on the same life path as I am. And unfortunately, I've selected men that have told me that they are along the same life path as me, but have shown me otherwise. That's my bad. I'll take the L. I'll hold the L on that. We good? We straight? Can I get a okay? Can I get that? Because a lot of people feel that women and men don't ever hold themselves accountable for the demise of their relationships. And also, let me put a pin in that. Also, and I know we've all seen and heard this, is if your relationships keep ending, then you have to look at yourself, or you, the common denominator of all of that is always you. Not necessarily. You can't hold someone at fault, or the person that is not in successful relationships, you can't hold, they're not at fault for the fact that these relationships don't work if they have been presented one thing and believe this is who this person is and went off of that and got in a relationship but was shown something else. How is that their fault? Every single day we talk about, you know, you gotta let your guard down. You gotta be open. You can't blame your past, you know, relationship. You can't blame the fact that they were, you know, assholes on this new person. You gotta start, have a fresh open heart, a new set of eyes and go in with a, you know, open mind. This is what we hear every single day. So when someone does this and they go in with a fresh set of eyes, an open heart, a open mind, and they let someone in, how is that their fault when they're shown something different along the way? I don't know. I'll do a whole podcast on that. We're gonna come back to that. But coming back around to expectations. In my relationships, I expect nothing more than I can give. If you surpass what I can give or what I have given, fucking awesome. You are a dope individual and I have no other choice but to step my shit up and be all that you are. Because in a relationship, I believe it's supposed to be 50-50. It's supposed to be reciprocal. It's supposed to be, you guys are supposed to mirror who you are. As my mate, I want the world to see an awesome man. I want the world to see a beautiful individual, mind, body, and soul. Because that's what I feel that I am. That's what I try to be. That's what I strive and try to be every single day. So I expect this individual that I call my mate, I expect him to be nothing less than exceptional, nothing less than phenomenal. And when I don't get that, you know, what are you gonna do? But that's my expectation. So if I'm standing alone and saying, yes, I have expectations, then so be it. I'll be the only one to admit out loud that I have expectations of people. Are they unrealistic? Hell no. Hell no. My expectations are literally, like I just said, everything that I can give, I expect. I expect you to spend time because I make time to spend with you. I expect you to want to do things for me because I always go above and beyond to do things for you. If that's not your ministry, boo, maybe you don't need to be in a relationship. If you're one of those, you know, take type individuals, then you don't need to be in a relationship because a relationship is not only one-sided. It's not only take. It's a give and take. Reciprocity is always present in any relationship that you have. So to not have that present is unrealistic for a successful relationship. You guys are supposed to be able to learn off of one another. And, you know, like I said, give and take. That's what it's about. So, yes, I absolutely have expectations with all of my relationships, friendships, business relationships, intimate relationships, all of them. I have expectations. I have expectations in humanity. Unfortunately, I get let down so much. But I go in with expectations thinking that you've been raised right. At some point, someone tried to steer you and put you on the right path. At some point. And I go in hoping that instruction stuck. A little bit of that instruction stuck. Silly of me, you know, it's very, very silly of me to hope and expect that, but it is, it's who I am, you know, and if I'm crazy for feeling like that, I'll take it, that's fine, I'll be that, but the nerve of him, right? This is why I'm single. If you don't get your stupid ass, you know what, I feel like a lot of us have made so many excuses to be shitty individuals that we've forgotten the simplicity of being a good human being, and how simple it is to just be a decent human being. Stop playing the blame game for your shitty actions. Don't point the finger at someone else when you are a shitty individual. If you're gonna be a shitty individual, stand up in it. Don't blame someone else for you being shitty. You can be shitty. Just don't try to bring good people into your shitty aura. Don't do that. That's not, it doesn't work like that. Life doesn't work like that. So my response to him was, at first, you know, I wanted to let him get out whatever he had in his spirit about why I'm single and how I ain't gonna ever be able to keep a man because I expect too much from them, and I expect, you know, this perfection to happen, and I'm not perfect. Number one, you guys, I never have claimed to be. I am the probably one of the most imperfect individuals and flawed individuals you will ever meet in your lifetime. I have a story, child, that I carry with me from childhood to who I am now, and it's made me who I am. So I stand in my flaws. I accept them. I, you know, wear them on my sleeve. I parade them proudly. You know, I'm just not perfect. And I think my imperfections is what makes me me. That's what makes me relatable to you guys, because you too are imperfect beings. So I've never claimed to be perfect or even close to it, you know. And I don't take myself too seriously. Y'all know this, baby. And if you don't, I don't take myself seriously. I think life is too short for us to be taking ourselves so serious, you know. But going back to what he said, I don't expect anyone to be perfect, because I'm a realist. I know no one's perfect. No one looks perfect. No one acts perfect. No one speaks perfectly. No one is perfect. But I do expect you to be who you say you are. We have so many people that like to talk a good game, and they like to describe this individual that sounds dope. You know, on paper, they sound like a winner, but your actions completely negate everything that you say. This is why women always complain about consistency. Women and men, excuse me, they always complain about consistency. When your actions constantly don't match your words, you're not consistent. And it puts you in that box, and it keeps you in that box until you realize that you're not matching what you say. I try to match what I say. If I say that I am a hard fucking worker, best believe Andrea is behind the scenes working and busting her ass. I know for a fact I work hard. At any and everything that I do, I put my ass in it. I'll never be one of those people that just do all that goddamn talking. I'd rather stay silent and show you my success after I've been behind the scenes working. Or if I do mention it, please believe I'm working on it as well. I've never been big on talk. And that's with work. That's with relationships. That's with all that shit. If I can't back it up, I'm not claiming it. I'm not going to tell you, yeah, you know, I cook every day for my man. I wear lingerie every day for my man. I'm not going to build up this image and this fantasy of what I think you might want just to get you, just to lure you in, to get you in my trap. And then, ta-da, Scarf Andrea is here ordering chicken every day for you. That's not what we doing. If you rock with me, if you fuck with me how I am, you're going to fuck with me, period, all around, because I never try to be who I'm not. I'm not going to tell you I'm one way and then present another. who I am the first day that you meet me is who I am throughout the duration of our friendship, our relationship, our business partnership. You're always going to consistently get me. I will never say one thing and do another. That's not who I am. I have too much respect for myself to even do that to somebody. So my expectations, coming back around, my expectations are always going to be what I can give. I expect you to meet me eye to eye with that all the time. Whatever type of relationship it is, that's my expectations. So if that puts me in a box again, if that puts me in a box by myself, I'll stand in it. I'll be that. That's okay. I don't mind being alone in this. A lot of y'all ain't gonna wanna, you know, be with me and stand in solidarity with this. That's fine. But I know you're agreeing with me silently. That's okay. I'm gonna dap you up silently. That's cool. We together on that. You ain't gotta say it out loud, but I know you got expectations. It's okay. So I'm not gonna keep y'all long today. So let me give you your motivational Monday tip. It's a quote from Miss Shonda Rhimes herself, and it goes, "You can waste your lives drawing lines, or you can live your life crossing them." And that's something that I will wear and take to my grave. Only because I feel like I do, and I think outside the box simply because that's who I am. If someone says, "Everybody, I need you to walk straight ahead. Do not turn left. Do not turn right." I want to turn left or right to see what's over there. How come we can't? Because there's a whole nother world out there that I want to explore. Something greater could be to my left or right. Why follow and go straight? Why do everything that everybody's doing when I'm not made like everybody? And the same goes for you. Why follow when you can be an individual and do you? Why do what everybody else is doing when that's not what your path is supposed to be? Why be a follower when you can be a leader, an innovator, an individual? You don't need to follow anybody. You have ideas and thoughts of your own. Follow that. Do that. If it happens to be in alignment with someone else's idea, cool. Put your spin on it. That's why we are individuals. That's why we are created how we're created. No two people are alike. I already told you guys this. No two individuals are alike. Even identical twins are not the same. It's crazy. They may have the same DNA. They may have the same DNA, but they're not the same. That's all. I'm gonna leave y'all with that. It's okay to color outside the line sometimes. It's okay to do you. It's okay to put your take and your spin and your funk and your you inside of what you do. Don't be a follower. Be you. Okay? All right. If you guys want to connect with me on social media, you can reach out to me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, child, at Life is a Trip Pod. Or if you want to stay behind the scenes, converse with me a little bit, you can send me an email at lifeisatrippod@gmail.com. And let me give a small little shout out to all of you guys that have rated the show on iTunes or Apple Podcasts.
Thank you so, so much. I appreciate it. And to my 3 reviews, I have 3 reviews, guys. Isn't that awesome? 3 people have taken the time out to actually type words. And I appreciate all 3 of y'all because you guys have a special place in my heart, in my spirit, in my chest. You really do. And I'm going to try to figure out something, you know, something special for the people that take time out to actually write reviews. You guys are dope. I love you guys. And it's like little, it's Christmas, it's like Christmas whenever I see a new review is posted on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, because it doesn't give me an alert when someone leaves a review. So when I open it, it's like, oh, thank you. So thank you guys. You guys are fucking dope. I say this all the time because it's the truth. That's it. Ain't nobody trying to blow smoke up y'all asses. I'm not trying to stroke your egos. It's merely me making an observation. And my observation is you guys are fucking dope. And I love you to death. Thank you so, so much. And I will talk to you guys next week. Have an awesome week, you guys. Kick ass. Be productive. Be productive and do something today that your future self will be proud of you for, okay? I'll talk to you guys next week. Have a good one.